Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight, and I know you all hear me say that every week. But really, we have a fantastic show planned for you tonight, and I want to thank all of you all that are calling in early enough to make certain that you are into the queue. And, of course, when you come in, by all means, you want to press 1 if you don't think that you're going to say something. Of course, you can always go in and out of that. But we've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about the absence of a father in the home. Does that have an effect on a child growing up? I want to go ahead and get my commercial out of the way because this hour goes really fast. I want to say that we've got my weekly mini story series is now up and running, going very well. I'm thankful for that. You can subscribe. You can call my office at 954-367-6766, and you can get a subscription to that for as little as $10 a month. We've got so much going on. You can get my book also. It's called After the Passion, Now What? Meaning, you know, after you're heartbroken, because you may have ignored some signs, now what? So it's something that you may want to tune into. It's a very good read, very good read. You can also go to my website, drjessewalker.com, and look at some of the services that we offer online. We've got a lot of things coming forward. I want to go ahead and now, without further delay, introduce my co-host, Ms. Camilla Cross. And we're going to give her a chance to bring forth her commercial. Ms. Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Ms. Cross? She may have us on mute. Ms. Cross? Okay, she may have us on mute, but we certainly can't hear her. All right, well, when she's able to come in, we will certainly bring her in. But once again, we've got a lot going on, and tonight we're talking to Ms. Cross, are you there?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone had a good day today.
Yes. Ms. Cross, go ahead and tell the listening audience a little bit about you and how they can contact you for your services.
Yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Camilla Cross. I am a certified anger management specialist / conflict resolution. I am a master's level social worker. I've been assisting or working with individuals, especially with everything that's going on, just trying to help to relieve some stress and just deal with just the stressors of life and the pandemic that we're going through and, you know, a lot of just different things going on in the world. You can check out if you're looking for someone to kind of assist and guide you through this stressful time. You can visit my website. It's at www.yourworthispriceless.com. Or you can email me. My email address is yourworthllc@gmail.com. My telephone number, you can call me, text me, it's 954-825-8500.
All right. Well, great, Ms. Cross. Very good. Very good. Let me just ask you quickly before we get into tonight's story. Do you think the absence of a father in the home has an impact on children growing up? What are your thoughts on that?
I do believe so. You know, because I just believe that the whole concept is to create a balance by having the mother and the father in the home. It's very unfortunate that, you know, there are a lot of single-parent homes, you know, unfortunately in the world right now, but I do believe that it does create a balance with a father there, especially with a son, because we're going to mimic who's around us. You know, the boys are going to learn from their father. So I do believe that, you know, it does create a difference.
Okay, so, but we do know that it can be done even without the father in the home.
Yes.
Mothers. There were so many countless mothers out here who are so successful from, you know, bringing up their children without a father being in the home. All right.
So
I'm kind of giving my take on it as well. Yeah. So go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say studies do show that, you know, the whole nuclear family has changed in terms of the mother, father, children. You know, the way that the world is going right now, it really, a lot of times it doesn't look like a mother and a father in a home, you know. So is it possible for a single-parent home to be successful? Yes. It's not that it's not successful. I don't think that's my take. It's just that I feel like there definitely is, it creates a balance, and I feel like it's a necessity. It definitely is a necessity. I think that's the way it was intended to be.
Right, but we do know that since sometimes it's not, that way, that people step up to the plate and do what they have to do, right?
Yes, I
Ms.
truly
Wrong?
Believe so. No, I was saying yes, I truly believe so. A lot of strong mothers out here that, you know, have made, you know, because when you become a parent, you're going to create sacrifices. You know, you're going to sacrifice for your children. You know, you do the best that you can. So definitely not impossible. I don't think it's the mother's choice usually to have to be a single mother and kind of play both roles. But I don't, you know, it definitely is possible to raise children in the way that they need to be raised.
Okay. All right. Having said that, we're going to go now right to our story for tonight. Our characters in tonight's story is basically Georgette and her three teenage children. All right, so we get right to tonight's story. And let's bring it up on the screen here. All right, here we go. All right, Georgette as a single mother with teenage sons and a daughter. Georgette has been a single mom for the past 11 years. Since her, you know what, before we get into the story, Ms. Frost, I got to ask this question. I got to come back to something just for a moment, and that is we're going to come back to the story momentarily, but I've got to ask this question. Basically now, as we look at everything going on, and we look at this young generation of oftentimes people, when they are talking about, you know, is there an impact that's made with the absence of a father in the home? With everything that's going on with Black Lives Matter, do you think that the young men today would listen to their mom with their frustrations that's going on? Let me just get that in before we go to tonight's story.
I don't think that. I think that there are instances where a young man will listen to his mom, you know, but I just feel that this whole everything that's going on, Black Lives Matter, the race relations, you know, it's a sense of a lack of identity, you know, finding a place to belong, finding your fit in the world. And I always said, you know, it's such a disparity with being, you know, I don't know if it's going to be going away from the top of it, but it is a disparity when you are a Black person in America and you don't really have a form of identity. A big part of identity is knowing, as we know, who you are and where you came from. So to be in a household So a young man who doesn't know his father, there's always going to be a desire there that of something missing. you know. So that's why I definitely believe that a balance is needed, because I've seen it to where people of other races, you know, when you have a sense of self and you have a sense of identity, it creates a different level of confidence in you. And regardless of how we try to mask it, a lot of times it's just a feeling of inadequacy on, which is the reason why we behave the way that we behave or the way that we would perceive ourselves. You know, it's a sense of just that feeling, a sense of what's missing. That's if that makes sense. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. Or if that's, if you get what I'm saying.
I do. All right. Well, here we go. Here we go with, we're going to encourage you all to press 1 on your dial. We're also on Facebook Live at this time for those of you all that want to join us on Facebook. Georgette is a single mom with teenage sons and a daughter. Georgette has been a single mom for the past 11 years since her divorce to her three-year-old father. She has two sons, ages 15 and 17, and her daughter is 13. The children were very young when she divorced, and life has not been easy for her or the children. She does not receive any financial support from their father or anyone else. Despite financial difficulties and bringing up her children alone, she manages somehow to provide a relatively good life as a single mom with teenagers. In fact, all three children are making the honor roll with straight A's in all their subjects each semester. Their conduct is no lower than a letter grade of a B. The children display excellent manners and are always courteous and respectful, soft-spoken to her, as well as their teachers and other older people. The family attends church each week, and the children are very involved in the church services, especially since their church has a strong youth ministry. Now, Georgette attributes the well-mannered behaviors of her children growing up in the home in the absence of a father to the following. Number one, weekly church attendance. Number two, constantly maintaining a relationship with her children's teachers and administrators. Number three, spending quality family time together. Number four, lots of effective communication. Number five, establishing a system within her church to assist her with their daily activities, and that's also a system within her church and the children to assist her. All right, so as we go on, number six, daily prayer and Bible study in the home, coupled with daily support with chores and other responsibilities that the kids do. Number seven, constantly reminding her children who they are and how proud she is of them. And number eight, she provides countless encouragement to her children. Number nine, she is their number one fan, and they are also her number one fan. And finally, tell daily how much she loves them, and they do the same. Now, the question that I start out with tonight, you know, there's no father in the home here, Ms. Ross, and yet these kids are straight-A students. Their behaviors are no lower than a letter grade of B. I mean, it's like a father's been gone since these kids were young. What do you think? Does she have the magic formula, or is there one?
Well, a lot of the things that she's doing on the list can definitely assist. Well, can definitely assist in a major way in the thought process of these kids. You know, there's a concept in social work called systems theory, to where, you know, it's not just about the home, but it's about who you surround the kids, who you would surround your family with, right? So the school, the church, you know, I heard these are things that were on the list that actually does help. So the fact that they have a relationship with the church, the fact that the mother has a relationship with the teachers, you know, so they have different hands that's kind of helping stir their pot. So this definitely will create a better environment for the kids. You know, it's a blessing that none of the kids seem to be bitter or none of the kids seem to be broken at the fact that the father's not there, you know. It's definitely a blessing. Is that something unfortunately, I think the homes that function like that without any type of discord is, I just think that the percentage is a little bigger than that, because out of the three kids, usually one of the kids is going to have some type of feeling about, you know, I just feel like that empty feeling is going to gear its head, even if it's not in the very beginning of the situation. Sometimes as an adult, there's a lot of traumas and feelings that we don't really resolve, and we bring it into our adulthood, you know. So the fact that the father's not there, he's not helping financially, she is managing, but is that really, you know, is that really fair? You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's not fair that she has to do it alone because it was not intended to be that way, you know.
Right.
But I realize a lot of things in the world is not fair. But I
right.
think that a lot, it's like, to me, the blessing of this is that the kids have come to appreciate and understand the fact that she is willing to be, you know, have their back 100%. And because of that, in turn, they're willing to have her. That in itself, to me, is the blessing.
Right. Well, absolutely. And, you know, and I'm glad that you said it because I had that on in my tidbits here that, you know, life's never going to be fair. And the fact of the matter is that here it is that this woman is doing the best she can. But, you know, the Bible says that you shall know them by their fruit. And the fact that she's doing something right, her kids are excelling without a father being in the home. We're going to go to Alabama now. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to 205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live.
This is Jack.
Jack, welcome
hey,
back,
Jack.
Thank you for joining us, Jack.
Hey. Hi, both of you. Yes, I've been a little bit I've been a lot under the weather.
Oh, glad
so
you're feeling better, Jack.
Oh, thank you
glad
so
you're
much.
Feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, so you think that the absence of a father at home has a significant impact on the children growing up, not just for the boys, but any of them?
I do think so. I think a complete home is when the mother and the father both are there because they do play a significant role. But let me just say this part here. Hats off to the lady in this story. I didn't get all of it, but I got most of it, what I needed to know, because the kids are excelling even without a father figure more or less in the family. But you never know who they're looking at as a father figure. As Ms. Cross said, they could be looking at the pastor and some of the elders or deacons within the church as father figures at all. They could be looking at some of the teachers, some of the male teachers as role models for them and all. So they could be looking at that. You never know. So sometime when the father is not there, they tend to go to uncles or to other people that can help them grow and help them learn a lot as a young person growing up. That goes for the girl and the boy. But check this out. Now, this is what's kind of like disturbing to me. The other day I was talking to a lady and that she said that there's no way that she would go after the baby's father, you know, to put him on child support, because she says she feels like she's responsible because of her body. I said, but it takes two to tangle it all. None of that mattered to her. She just felt like if he doesn't want to take care of his responsibility, I'm not going to force him. I'm not going to force him to take care of his responsibility. So I really had some qualms about that. I had some mixed feelings, but I didn't agree with that at all. So back to your story, I think it's good. I don't think that it's good, but I don't feel that. I feel that a father in a home, his presence should be visible. And if he's not there, then he still needs to take care of responsibility wherever he is. Wherever he is, he should take care of his responsibility. And even if it means that the government has to come in, you know, and to make him do what he has to do. Some states, they look at that, they take it, you know, real hard. Other states, they look at it real lightly and all. But take care of your responsibility. If you lay, you got to pay. That's my philosophy. If you lay, you got to pay. And that goes for me or anybody else, any other man. Right. That's how I feel.
Absolutely, Jack. And we do appreciate that, Jack, all the way. Let's go to the phone lines. Once again, Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to 305-815. 305-815. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us? And welcome.
Yes, good evening. My name is Kathleen.
Kathleen, thank you for joining us.
And that, in regards to the woman's story about raising her children on her own, you know, I think that's wonderful. I think a lot of women are doing a great job of raising their children on their own. My mother, for example, was a woman that had to do that for a number of years on her own because my biological father was was an alcoholic, and and she had four children at a very young age with him. I was the youngest, and he preferred to go out and drink instead of support his children, and she ended up, you know, she stayed with him for a long time, but he was abusive to her, and she put up with it for a long time, but, you know, she went to Al-Anon and things like that, and, you know, she loved him so much, and they divorced, and he was a beeraholic.
Wow.
And he chose that over his children, and he just couldn't.
Let me ask you, sorry to interrupt you, let me just ask you quick here. We got a number of callers that have called in. Do you think his absence had an impact on your growing up, siblings growing up?
Well, it had a lot of consequences, his not being there. It had a lot of consequences because she tried real hard to take care of us. And in the long run, somebody called welfare department on my mother.
Wow.
And,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And for a couple of years, we were separated, us four kids, except for my brother and I. Two of us were together, and the other two were separated.
Wow.
And it was a weird story, but my biological father's alcoholic parents, which were on hard liquor, came and got us out of foster care a couple years later and brought us to Florida out of Ohio. And then my mother followed behind. And we saw him, and we saw
right.
the bad example he was.
Right.
And we ended up with my grandparents, so we ended up in a two-family home.
Wow.
But it wasn't a good two-family home. But we ended
I'm
up
sorry.
Back with my mother. We ended up back
okay.
with my mother, but it's an extended story, but
Right. And we would love to hear, but right now, Kathleen, I'm going to ask you to hold on and stand by. I'm so sorry
but
for
But I'd like to say that Ms. Camille a bad father. Yeah.
Okay.
Is
All right, we're
going to
ask you to stand by. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to 786-797. 786-797. You're live on the Dr. Jess Walker Show. Who do we have with us?
This is Ms. Brandon, Dr. Walker. How are you?
Fine, Ms. Brandon. Thank you for joining us this evening. Do you think the impact that the absence of a father in the home has an impact on children growing up? I mean, it looks like based on our story, it didn't really have an impact. And maybe it's too early to tell.
It's a two-way street. It depends on the family unit. With the mother, the caller earlier said that the mother did not want to go after the father for child support. You know,
right.
it's catch 220 situation in working with young women, teenage pregnancy women, teenage women, young girls in high school ranging from 12 on up. You know, sometimes it's best to move on. And if you have a family strong background and a lot of support, the church support, if you have that family connection where the whole family, you see a lot of athlete family home, and if that woman is strong enough, not trying to replace the father, because you can never replace a father, especially of a father that a person doesn't know, but if she feels strong enough that she can provide and put him in a situation where he will thrive and talk to him, you
right.
know, and explain to him, that they can survive. But then on the other hand, yes, I think the father should pay, but then you have the justice system really sometimes don't make it a priority for women who are looking for child support. I know a friend,
right.
it took years to get child support. Right, and
yes.
Even at the young age, you know, these girls trying to get, what can you get from a child, a person that's a young baby and her father, the baby's father is the same age as she. What kind of child support
yeah.
is that child going to
that,
get? She only has
that,
the support
that.
Of her mother. And,
right.
And
so, Ms. Brandon, we're going to ask you to stand by. We've got a lot of callers that we're calling in, and we're going to ask you all. So stand by, and we really get what you're saying as well, and you're right. And I think so, based on what I'm hearing, I believe that a lot of things have to happen with more emphasis on education, educating not only the girls but the boys too about parent responsibilities. And I think that nowadays they may call it consumer science, where it used to be home economics. They need to have those programs. Those should be a must, where children learn
parenting
about
classes.
Family dynamics. Yeah, parenting
yeah,
classes.
They need
okay,
parenting
that.
Classes.
You
because,
gotta have parenting classes. Go ahead.
Yeah, there
go
was
ahead
a
quickly,
program,
though.
I'm sorry, quickly. There was a program, and I'm gonna have to go because I got a lot of things going on today. There
we
was
appreciate
a,
that.
A class that Turner Tech had when my daughters were going to Turner Tech. The parenting class that they have, child development, where they had the actual baby, where the baby cried, you had to feed it,
yeah,
and
I
they
like
paired
that.
Them up with they had they
mm-hmm.
paired them up with a young man, and they had to come up with a budget and who was going to keep the baby this day, who
right.
they had to make a schedule, and they had to make a budget of how they were going to work and how they were going to pay their light bills. And It was really funny because the baby actually cried. The baby actually,
right, yeah.
you comfort that baby until that baby stopped
uh-huh.
crying. But it was really interesting because she had the issue of, well, he didn't want to really keep it. It was like, it's your turn, you know. So it depends. It all depends. So you just really have to surround yourself. If you're going to take on that challenge by yourself, you have to find out resources, and it's all about resources, resources, resources.
Absolutely.
And a parent who wants to make it, and a parent,
right.
and sometimes they don't have the strength to go out and find resources. So,
right.
But and it,
we're gonna have
and
a,
it could happen.
We're gonna have a full show on that one. We're gonna have a full show on that. Ms. Brandon, we appreciate your time. Thank you. We're gonna ask you to stand by if you can. Let's go to another phone line.
I'm going to have to hang up, but I just wanted to give my little, just support you a little bit and give my intake on that. But it can be done, and it's successful. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too, and thank you for joining us. Let's go to, looks like 772 North Florida, 418.
Hello, everybody. This is Suzanne.
Suzanne, thank you for joining us. Suzanne, we just heard from Ms. Brandon, and the hour is going by so fast. We got about 27 minutes before we bring the show to a close. Do you think that, I mean, it's in tonight's story, Georgette is very successful, it appears, with her kids doing very well.
Yes, and I think she's done a great job, and a lot of mothers are doing a great job as single parents with their children, and it can be done. But fathers need to be there for their children, especially their sons. You know, we as mothers can only do but so much with our children, especially our boys. The boys do need that man. There's just so much mothers can do with their sons. You know, we can teach our girls how to be women, and we can teach our sons to be men, the men that we want them to be, but they need that father to show them how to be that man. You know, we can only do but so much.
All right, Suzanne, we're going to ask you to stand by. All of you all, we're going to ask you to stand by. You listen to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can also catch us on drjessewalker.com on the website, and you can listen to the show in its entirety 20 minutes after the broadcast. we're going to ask if you all will kind of expedite your thoughts a little faster, and I apologize for that. It's just that the hour goes so fast, and we've got a number of comments. We're on Facebook Live. The comments are coming in, and we want to try to get as many people as possible. Jack, let me bring you back in, and then Ms. Cross, I'm going to come back to you for a second. And Jack, I want to ask a question. Do you think people are making excuses, and I'm just asking this as a question, when they say that the father needs to be in the home for the boys? Because if you look at the statistics, there are so many women who are raising successful young men as long as she's staying on top of what they need to be doing. So is it an excuse?
Well, I just feel that the home is not complete. You know, from my standpoint, unless the father is there. Now, a lot of these women are very strong, and they play a dual role. So they're there. They play the husband role, the father's role, rather, and they play the mother's role at all. And some of the young men are able to turn out okay. But a large majority of them, you can go back and check this out, a large majority of them, they don't turn out that well when there's not a father figure there. That doesn't always have to be the father so much. It could be, like I said earlier, someone from the church, someone from the community, someone else they're looking up to and all. And that's like a father figure to them. They go to that person, they talk to that person. Like even like yourself, young people mm-hmm. at your school where you were teaching at and everything, they will come to you and look at you as a father figure and all. But don't downplay the role of a man in the home. His role there is very significant, is very important, and he needs to be there. So my encouragement to all those who are listening on your broadcast and all, I think that don't downplay that and make sure the man takes a hone up to their responsibility and do what they're supposed to do.
Well, I appreciate that, Jack, and I appreciate you talking with that woman that time about, you know, it was, you know, it's important to her to get some child support assistance. Because in order to lay, you have to pay. I certainly agree with that. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in and ask this question here. I mean, the answer of the follow-up, why aren't there, in your opinion, more men coming together, Mr. Like with Jackie said, you can't find it at the home. Yeah, how about in the church? Somewhere. Why aren't more men coming together? But let me do my part. You know, in your opinion, Ms. Cross?
Well, I don't know if this is going to be received well, but I think there is, unfortunately, especially in our community, there's a lot of broken men. And I feel like those men come from households that were broken. And you can't, you know, I have this thing where, you know, it's a part of my processing right now that people can't give what they don't have. So when you're asking, I'm not trying to, you know, I'll share, you know, my father was raised in a single-parent home. But maybe that's what made him never have us raised in a single-parent home, you know. But unfortunately, now I'm a single parent. But I see the significance and the difference in not having a male in the home because it creates a vacuum. And is there certain things, you know, and I know my dad had to probably learn it as he went in terms of how to parent. So a lot of times things, you know, we learn to do things the right way through experience, you know.
Right.
So, and that's something that we want to believe or we don't want to believe, that's facts. You know, that's
right.
Facts. You're going to
okay.
learn from, who you have around you. So, yes, there definitely can be a lot of men that can provide you with support, and that's what makes things kind of come together better. But
all
I
right.
really feel that we do have a lot of positive male role models out there in the community. Thank God for that. But I think the ones that are not stepping up to be role models is because they don't know how to be.
Okay. All right. So, all right, we're going to ask you to stand by on that note. Suzanne, let's bring you in and ask you the question here. With what's been said tonight, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here if things are so out of control in some of the homes? Where do we go? We've heard people talk about mentorship, getting a mentor. But what if, you know, like Georgette, she used only what she had, herself and her faith, obviously, and her kids are turning out well. So, I mean, you can't force anybody to do something that they're not going to take responsibility to do. So where do we go from here?
Well, you just have to do what you feel is right. I mean, if the men won't step up, then you have to use good judgment and either continue doing it yourself and using what you know and people you can trust, you know, like people in your church or the teachers, your pastors or friends maybe that you believe in, relatives or, you know, that whoever, you know.
Okay. Right.
That's about it.
Okay, Kathleen, let's bring you back in and ask this question. Do you think that was the point I was going to make.
Like with my mother, you know, she could use, you know, her uncles or you know, relatives to be an example as, you know, for my brothers for, you know, before she remarried again to a wonderful man. She could use them as examples for, you know, for father, you know, as a father figure or things like that. But also, the other thing I was going to say, I had friends and so did my brothers that, you know, they had father figures in the house, but they were absentee fathers or they were not a good father figure. They were there in the home, but they didn't have the skills to be a father, so they might as well not have been there anyway.
Right. Okay.
You know, so
thanks,
some people have that father in the home.
Right. We're going to try to come back to you in a moment.
Okay.
Go ahead. Finish
your
thought. Thank
you for letting me speak.
Yeah, but we're going to come back to you momentarily. Jack, let's bring you back in and ask a question. You know, I hear a lot of stories from a lot of men who are even as they're older, and they're still bitter because they felt, I'm this way because, you know, maybe my father wasn't there for me. So how long can we play that card? Can a young man play that card, Jack? When, like, for example, should a 28-year-old, a 30-year-old, 35-year-old male still say that I'm angry over the absence of my father being in the home? Should he still be holding on to that anger or frustration because he says, I was cheated out of having a father at home because my father didn't do anything? How long can he play that card?
I think he should have ditched that card a long time ago because he's grown up now, and whatever he is now, that's what he had become. And I'm not going to say if his father would have been there, he would have been a lot better. But it's like trying to play the, I don't want to say the race card, but the slavery card. Yeah, we know what took place 401 years ago. We know what took place with Jim Crow and all of that. But at some point, we got to look at it. What can we do to better ourselves? You talked about education, and that's basically the key. A lot of that has brought us out of the ghetto, brought us out of poverty and all of that, because we've gone to school, we've educated ourselves, and we're out there competing. And most of us who've gone out there to compete, we find ourselves doing extremely well. So we just have to give God the praise for that. But I don't downplay the role of a father. The father's role in the home is mainly significant, is really significant and all, because that's biblical. It talks about the family, okay? And that's the two things that are under attack, marriage and then the Sabbath. Those two things are under attack. But we know the family, when I say marriage, I'm talking about the family. That's under attack. So you're going to have these type of problems, but it's how you deal with it. And I love the fact that the women have stepped up to the plate and they've taken on both roles, because what can you do if someone leaves? So the kids are learning from experience. Okay, my father's not there, so now I got to do what I have to do and all. So that's my take.
Okay, so Jack, let me ask you this here. We're going to take some of the comments momentarily. Ms. Cross, we're going to get right to you at the first comment. So Jack, would you say it's fair to say that, you know, God knows what he's doing. So when he made the man and the woman to procreate, couldn't we have a reasonable expectation that when sin entered and there was a division or a divide, I mean, I'm sure that God knew what he was doing to say, well, okay, that we no longer have this utopia, but we have a world now that's infiltrated with sin, and it's gonna cause a constant divide. So with that, if the man is not in the home, the woman is very, if she decides, she can make the decision to step up. But don't you think that God already knew that that divide was going to happen, and he can equip that woman to step up if she needs to, and we're not downplaying the man? What do you think about that? He knew.
Well, that's a possibility, and it could be that could be reversed too. What happens if the woman decided to bow out?
Right.
In many
exactly.
cases and all, and exactly. then the man stepped up to the plate, and he had to take on a dual role. So yes,
right.
sometimes you do have to take on a dual role. It depends on what cards you're dealt with. If you dealt with
right.
a bad load of cards and all, then you step up to the plate and you do what you have to do. And all of us, we don't know what the future holds. We don't know what the future.
Right.
We find that a lot of kids now who don't have a father figure in the home or a mother figure in the home, they go on and become successful people in college and all, and they do very well. Like
absolutely.
You were saying about this family here,
absolutely.
The kids did very well, and there's no father figure in the home. But that's not in every case. So that's why I keep putting
right.
emphasis on the man needs to be there. He needs to step up to the plate. And if he's not going to step
I
up
agree.
To the plate, then the women need to make sure that they step up to the plate and do what they're supposed to do, whether they're in the home or whether they're not in the home. They need to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do.
All right, Jack, we appreciate your comment. We're going to go to the phone lines, but first, we're going to go back to Ms. Cross with this first question that's coming in, and immediately after that, we're going to go to 305-761. So we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Cross, I've got this first question that we're going to take tonight. This male writes in. He says that the absence of a father in the home have an impact on a child growing up. And he says, well, I think it makes a difference in the home when a father is not there, because if there are boys in the home, they are more prone to listen to a father's authoritative voice. Ms. Cross,
mm-hmm.
do you think that that's discriminatory, that you know, they're more prone to listen to a father's authoritative voice?
No, I don't. Because I believe very strongly that God put us on this earth and gave us roles. The role of the man, the role of the woman, the role of the mother, the role of the father. And both are very significant in raising a child. So even though, you know, unfortunately, there are instances where we have to do it, we're going to have to do what we got to do, that's us rationalizing and justifying what we don't have. You know, the facts are the facts, you know. That's how it was intended to be. It takes two, a mother and father, to make a child. So why not a mother?
Okay, Ms. No, go ahead.
Hello?
We're hearing some noise in the background. We're hearing a lot of noise in the background.
That's not my background. You had me on mute. Okay, I heard on mute. So what I was saying is that, I was saying that pretty much, even though it takes a mother and a father to have a child, so it takes a mother and a father to raise a child, I strongly believe that God gave us all roles, the role of the mother, the role of the father, and it creates a perfect balance. When there is not a mother or not a father in the house, there's an imbalance. So what happens is we tend to, in our mind as human beings, we justify and rationalize things that are not meant to be. Of course, as a mother, as a father, you're going to have to step up and do what you have to do, but that is not what it was intended to be. You know, I'm not saying that it can't be done, but it's definitely going to be harder to be done, you know, when it's one person, you know, one hand can't clap. That's a big saying in my culture, one hand can't clap, because it can't. Financially, it's going to be more, if the man and the woman is in playing their roles as they should. I'll say that because as the caller was saying, sometimes you'll have a mother or a father in the home and it's still broken because they're not stepping up to their roles. But if a mother and a father is doing their roles as it's intended to be, it will make an easier process in raising a child.
All right. Excellent. That's a very good point. Very good point. Suzanne, we're going to give you the next comment. This female writes in. She says, I have four brothers, and I was the only girl in the home with a single mom, and my brothers fell in line when my mother spoke the first time. I think a woman has to be just as strong in the absence of a man in the home, just like my mother did. Suzanne, your thoughts on that? her mother stepped up with four boys, and they turned out fine, obviously. Your thoughts?
Well, yes, the mother has to be just as strong as was both. She played both roles. She has to be just as powerful.
Okay.
I couldn't hear everything you were saying. You were blacking out some parts there. But, yeah, mother has to play both roles. I raised three children, so I have to be strong in raising all three of my children. And I'm very proud to say that I've never had to go to the courthouse with any of my children. And all three of my children are doing very well, and I'm proud of them. And I had no problem. They were not disrespectful to anyone. They all finished school and went on to college as well. So you can be successful and be strong and raise mannerable, successful children as a single mother. So, yes, it can be done.
All right, Kathleen, we're going to give you this next comment, and we're going to remind you all, if you just, you know, can give us about 15, 20 seconds in your comment, that would really help us out. Kathleen, this female, she writes, she says,
well,
life is
my one. In regards to someone, you, I guess you said about having not having a father around, not necessarily you saying that because you don't have the authoritarian figure, you know, or like I said in my comment that I ended up with my grandparents, and that was a two family. Well, both of them were authoritarian figures to the deepest degree. They were abusive, and that can be too much, you know. And so, you know, I don't, you know, too much abuse, but I came from, you know, I'm much older, so I came from a different time era where, you know, that was more permissible. So too much abuse is a bad thing. You know, because now, you know, I have three of my family members. You also said about, you know, you're supposed to leave that baggage behind, but, you know, several of us are in counseling at, you know, 63 and 66 and 68 years old, you know. So it's easy to say leave it behind and get over it, but, you know, it's harder done for some of us.
I'll leave it at that. I appreciate your comments and your honesty, and we're sorry that it turned out that way for you, but glad to see that you're getting the necessary help. Okay, Jack, let's bring you in this comment here. This male, he says, life is filled with constant changes. As such, we have to step up to the plate to do what we have to do, even if it means acting like the man or the woman in the home with your children. I think, Jack, you touched on some of that earlier. Thoughts on that comment?
Yes, she's right. Huh? Like she said, sometimes you have to step up to the plate and you play a dual role. And everybody, as Ms. Cross said, people, they have a role. So if one decides to bail, then, I mean, just make sure that, you know, you what I'm saying is go after them to make sure that they take care of their responsibility. They run, they hide and all that. Put the law on them. I just have to believe that and all. But a lot of times the women, they do have to play a dual role. I definitely agree with that. And the kids, a lot of times kids can see what's going on. They're not oblivious to the fact that dad decided to leave or mom decided to leave. So that means they got a role to play too. They could step in and do some extra chores around the house or make sure that they're doing their work and all. And mom or dad shouldn't have to tell them all the time. Like if the father figure was there, he would be on them right now. Normally, the father is more the authoritarian, okay? But not in every case now. Some cases, the ladies are, okay? In that case with that lady there that who just mentioned, that mother stood up to the plate and she made sure that those kids did what they were supposed to do. Now, my mindset right now is thinking about Isaiah Thomas, the famous basketball player. He was raised by a single mom, and he said his mom stayed on him because otherwise he'd have been out there in the streets doing drugs and all that. But if it were not for his mother, he wouldn't have been as successful as he was. So a lot of times women do step up to the plate, and they do an excellent job. So my hat's out to those women now that are taking on the responsibility of a dual role.
All right, excellent. Ms. Cross, let's bring you back in. Did you want to touch on anything before we go to the next comment?
No, I think everybody, what everyone said had definitely significance in terms of, you know, just coming together and raising, doing the best we can as parents. If we have to step up to the role or, you know, if we're doing it with a partner, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, trying, doing our best. Because as a parent, it doesn't come with the handbook.
Right.
Being a parent doesn't come with the handbook. You second guess yourself over and over. I'm here second texting now. So I definitely know it's sometimes not easy, but, yeah, so that's it.
Right. All right, Suzanne, let's bring you back in for a second on this comment. This male, he says, we live in an androgynistic society. As such, you know, the male having to pay the female and vice versa. There are times now that out of necessity, women have to take on a man's role and a man has to do the same in the home. You know, so in the absence of a woman in the home or of the father in the home. Your thoughts? I mean, I think that we've covered pretty much. Did you have anything else that you might want to contribute to this particular comment?
Well, no. When we have to take on the roles, we just do it. It's just what you have to do. I mean, basically, when you have children, you do what you have to do for them to make sure that they're taken care of and provided for, and whatever they need, you get it, and make sure they have whatever they need, and do whatever is necessary for them. And it is what it is, whether you're male or female, as long as you care for them and you love them, you want to make sure that they have the best.
Okay. All right, what advice, I'm going to ask each one of you all this question, and I'll ask you to just give us your short version of it. What advice, we start with you, Suzanne, and ask the question, what advice, if any, would you give to someone 28 to 30 years of age, a male particularly, or female for that matter, that's saying, well, you know, they're playing that age card in the absence of their father card. What advice, if any, would you give them, your short version of it? Suzanne, starting with you, and then we'll go to we'll go to Kathleen and then Jack. And then
sorry, what was that? You were blanking out a little bit. What was that?
We're asking the question, what advice, if any, would you give to a 28-year-old who's playing the age card, whether it's a male or a female, that, you know, I'm not more successful because my father was not in the home or my mother was in the home for that matter. What advice, if any, would you give that person?
Get over it. Grow up. Okay, stop blaming your parents. Live your own life.
Wow.
Not your parents' life. Live your own life.
All right, Kathleen, the short version, your short version, 15 seconds or less. What advice, if any, would you give?
Well, I wouldn't give the advice the other lady just gave. That was rough.
All right, what would yours be?
I'll just leave it at what I just said.
Okay, all right. Jack, let's bring you in. And I heard you say it earlier, that for that 28-year-old or 30-year-old, what would you tell them? That young lady who's making an excuse, well, I didn't grow up, so I'm picking these wrong guys in my life. What would you tell her?
Well, I started thinking about my own life and how it was, because even though I had a father figure there, you know, most of my life as a young person growing up, he really wasn't there because, like someone else said, that he was an alcoholic, so his presence wasn't visible. My mom basically did a strong job of raising us and getting us to the point where we needed to be. And as a result of that, we all turned out to be very well. Even my twin brothers, they turned out to be very well. So I praise God for that. So I would tell the person, not just look at, you know, the pitfalls, but look at some positive things. There's other role models out there. There's other people that have gone through the same thing that you've gone through with. So you can look at some of the positive things that happened in your life. Don't look at the negative side.
All right. Excellent advice. If you all want to contribute, we've got a few more minutes. You can press one on your dial. We will take you. Ms. Cross, then the same question to you. What advice, if any, would you give someone that's saying, you know, this young lady, you know, I'm picking the wrong men. You know, I've had three different babies from three different men. And, you know, none of them are doing any, you know, helping me out here. And maybe it's because my father wasn't in the home. What advice, if any, would you give her?
Well, I would start off by telling her that it wasn't her fault that her father chose not to be there. I would start off by telling her that, you know, God put her here for a purpose and that she's worth it. She's worth the love. She's worth she's worth having. You know, she's worthy of having a good man, because a lot of times it's hard to tell someone to get over their struggles. It's hard to tell because everybody handles things differently. Some people take it as motivation, and some people, unfortunately, it will consume their lives. So a lot of times you have to allow people to know that to forgive, kind of to forgive themselves, sometimes even just to forgive that person, you know, because people interpret things that happen to them in different ways. So I would definitely tell her that she's worth it. Like, you're worth having love. You're worth having someone that's going to be there for you. Just because your father chose, because it was not her choice, it was not his choice that the father wasn't there, the father chose not to be a good father, you know. I tell my kids, I say, listen, God gave you on loan to me, but you belong to him. You know, and I always say, does that make me the best parent? Because sometimes I feel like it allows me to be disattached, but I'm not. I love my kids unconditionally. But I tell them all the time, like, listen, you belong to him 100%. You know,
right.
So when you're making your moves, you have to remember that. You're God's child. You're my child, too, but you're God's child. So I just want them to know that it's even deeper than me. You know, so that's kind of the message I give my kids. Like when I have friends who their kids are having struggles, that's kind of the message I'm starting to give to them, and I'm starting to put that more into our youth, like that you belong to him. That's a whole nother level, you know. So that would have been my advice to her.
That would have been your advice to her. Okay, we'll take another caller right now. We're going to go to 786-319. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have?
Hi, Dr. Jesse, Sister Marjorie, and hello, Ms. Cross. I just want to say I'm enjoying your show, and you're discussing a very interesting topic, you know, because to me, whether or not they will grow up in a one family, to me, I always said they'll be whatever they can be. Just tell themselves that the sky is the limit. Whatever they can do, they can do. And never give up hope. Just keep living and keep God first, and everything will be added. Can be whatever they want to be in life if they just put their mind to it, no matter what.
Sister Marjorie, we do appreciate that comment. We'll take this, your input on that. We'll take this last comment here. This female says, and I guess I'll take that one, I do believe that men in the home make a big difference in both their sons' and daughters' lives. The genders need someone whom they can relate. I found a male mentor for my two sons when their father and I divorced, and he was not involved in their lives. So I think that we've covered that, because I've heard all of you all say pretty much the same thing, that getting a mentor, but then when in the absence of that father or the mother in some cases, then you step up to the plate to do whatever you can. So that's what has to be done. Ms. Cross, we don't have time to go back to anybody else, but Ms. Cross, we're going to allow you to have the final word, your thoughts as we close out.
Well, I think there was a lot of amazing things said tonight, and my thoughts are that, you know, at the end of the day, I think ideally it is meant for it to be a mother and a father in the house, but definitely as single parents have been stepping up to raise their kids, and kids have the ability to soar to whatever heights they can soar to. You know, they just have to come to the understanding and have the seed planted that at the end of the day, it's what they choose to do with what they go through. You know, it's not what you go through, it's how you handle it. So I definitely feel that a single parent home can produce someone that is extremely successful and loving within themselves. But I do believe that outside influences, mentors, the church, the school, you know, those things can definitely have a significant part in raising a child who doesn't have that other parent. So I agree with pretty much everybody said a tidbit of what is relevant in raising a child.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. Listen, join us back here tomorrow night for your half-hour inspirational program. And, of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's programming, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Until tomorrow night, or until next Thursday. I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, Facebook. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night,
good night, everyone.
Good night, Ms. Mm-hmm. Ross. Good night, Kathleen. And good night, Jack and Susan and all the guests. God bless you all. Have a
God
great night.
You.
Great show as usual.